With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. There's been reaction to an Israeli raid that killed Palestinian civilians while freeing Israeli hostages.
There is jubilation in Israel that four hostages were rescued from Gaza. But there is new criticism against Israel for the death toll from that raid. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Peter Lerner says every civilian death is a tragedy, but he says Israeli forces had to strike in the Nusayrat refugee camp when they came under attack by Hamas forces.
In an attempt to kill both them and the hostages.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, also on ABC, says the White House does support Israel's right to military force to free its hostages. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also on SRNews.com, former President Donald Trump was on the stump in Las Vegas Sunday afternoon, telling a cheering crowd of tens of thousands that President Biden is in trouble.
He's getting killed in the poll. We're leading here by like 12 points, you know that. All we have to do is stop the steal, and we have it made. Just stop the steal. We can't let that happen again.
Mr. Trump reminded the crowd that this election day would be the most important day in U.S. history. Conservative parties rattled the traditional powers in the European Union with major gains in parliamentary seats. The outcome show the 27-nation bloc's parliament membership has clearly shifted to the right. The criminal trial of President Biden's son is heading into its final stretch as the defense tries to chip away at the prosecution's case. Hunter Biden is charged with three felonies stemming from the 2018 purchase of a gun that he had for about 11 days. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 26 points. This is SRN News. Star Wars embraces transgenderism.
The new spin-off series streaming on Disney Plus called The Acolyte will feature a transgender character. The storyline will also include two married women who somehow conceive children. Showrunner Leslie Headland is a lesbian who said in an interview published on X that she has always dreamed of bringing LGBT characters into the Star Wars universe. She also says if anybody doesn't like her series, then they aren't real fans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says eight books dealing with subjects including transgenderism must be returned to library shelves in a rural Texas county that had removed them. The ruling by a divided appellate panel in New Orleans is a partial victory for seven library patrons who sued numerous officials in Llano County after 17 books were removed. Parents groups have been challenging such books over their content. This is SRN News. The Baltimore Shipping Channel is set to reopen today.
The 50-foot-deep, 700-foot-wide shipping lane was expected to reopen over the weekend, but a commander with the U.S. Coast Guard told the Baltimore Sun that the channel still needs to undergo more dredging before ships can pass through safely. When the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after being hit by a container ship in March, it sent about 50,000 tons of debris into the water.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. After Federal Reserve officials meet this week, a statement they'll issue may suggest that they've seen meaningful progress on inflation this year, a prelude to eventual interest rate cuts. Yet it's hard to say because the officials themselves may not know for sure until they begin their meeting. That's because the government's latest snapshot of U.S. inflation will be released Wednesday morning, just before the Fed begins the second day of its policy discussions. More details at SRNnews.com.